I'm Dan Klefstad. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in Illinois. Public health officials announced close to 3,000 new cases Tuesday. COVID-19 hospitalizations also saw a jump with more than 1,600 individuals as of Monday night. Meanwhile, the state of Illinois will receive an additional $124 million in funding from the CDC to further expand its COVID vaccination program. Yvonne Booz has more.
The money includes more than $90 million for the state and $33 million for the city of Chicago. About 75% of the funding will be focused on underserved communities and those disproportionately affected by COVID-19. This funding will allow the state to further build out existing equity efforts. That includes partnerships with safety net hospitals, collaboration with Black and Latino places of worship, and rural vaccination teams. All Illinois residents will be eligible to receive the vaccine beginning Monday, April 12th. For information on how to make an appointment to receive the vaccine, go to coronavirus.illinois.gov. I'm Yvonne Booz.
A prison watchdog is calling for boosting the standards of Illinois' county-run pretrial juvenile detention centers. The John Howard Association is also calling for placing oversight of those facilities in the hands of an ombudsman for the State Department of Juvenile Justice. Heidi Miller directs the Juvenile Justice Department.
It does really make me feel reassured that there is kind of always somebody standing on that side of the young people and their families, advocating for them zealously.
Governor J.B. Pritzker laid out a plan last summer to phase out Illinois' 5 state-run juvenile detention centers. Former Illinois Congressman Bobby Schilling has died. His son announced Schilling lost his battle with cancer last night. Schilling, a Republican, represented the 17th Congressional District from 2011 to 2013 when he was defeated by Democrat Sherry Bustos. Bustos defeated Schilling again in a 2014 comeback attempt. Schilling was 57. The Illinois State Board of Elections executive director was placed on administrative leave after being the subject of an online extortion attempt. Capital News Illinois reports Steve Sandvoss alerted the state police, which is investigating. An ISBE news release notes there is no reason to believe any election data or information has been compromised. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. In Jackson County, which reported 16% voter turnout, voters in Carbondale re-elected Carolyn Harvey and Jeff Doherty to the Carbondale City Council. Joining them will be newcomer Ginger Rye Sanders. The 4 members receiving the most votes in election to the Carbondale District 95 School Board were Catherine Field, Aaron Connolly, Corey Cawthon, and Marquita Roper. Cheryl Brassel was elected to the Murfreesboro District 186 School Board. Joshua Freeman won a tight race for the mayor's seat in Grand Tower. Charles Dean Horn won the 2-way race for village president in Dowell. You can find full race results from neighboring counties and more on our website, wsiunews.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says they are hopeful Illinois can move to phase 5 by the beginning of the summer. Despite the recent rise in cases, the governor's chief of staff, Ann Caprara, says there may be some good news in the next few months.
We've now ridden through several rises and falls of COVID cases, and it's always difficult to give people hope that we're going to move forward, and then we see an increase in cases and we have to move back. But I will say, more than at any other time in the last 14 months, I am more hopeful than I've ever been.
Caprara also says there are still concerns about the COVID variants circulating. There have now been 600 such cases in Illinois. In order to move to phase 5, 50% of Illinoisans 16 and older will need to have received at least one dose of the vaccine. The number is currently around 40%. I'm Leah Lerner.